This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at thebucketlistretreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Welcome to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy of Bucket List Retreats. Today, I'm asking you if you have stopped over to Bucket List Retreats and joined Travel Club yet. We are waiting for you. And I can't wait to host you there and bring you fantastic travel opportunities every day into your life as much as I possibly can. If you're my age or older, you remember South Pacific, the wildly successful play on Broadway that they turned into a movie. I didn't see it until our hometown high school drama club performed it, and I was a very impressionable 10-year-old at the time who was absolutely transfixed the moment Bloody Mary sang Valley High to the mountains on Valley. I wanted to go there from that moment on. Valley High may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you, come away, come away. Valley High will whisper on the wind of the sea, here I am, your special island, come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams, bloom on the hillside and shine in the stream. If you try, you will find me where the sky meets the sea. Here I am, your special island. Come to me, come to me. I will never forget how that song sunk deep in my heart, but the South Pacific was so far away, I couldn't even dream of going there. Then, of course, years later, like many of you, I read Eat, Pray, Love, and bam, Valley was back in the spotlight. How many of us overworked wives and mothers wish we could give up the time, take 3 months off, and live in three fabulous places to find ourselves? I know I did. But unless I did what Elizabeth Gilbert, the author, did, I wouldn't be jetting off for parts unknown with an open-ended ticket anytime soon. So when I started going to retreats and studying the art of retreating, I kept my eye out for the perfect trip to Bali. There are a lot of them, but I'm picky. I want to see it all. If I am traveling that far, I don't want to sit in one area or in one hotel and not even get to know the people, the culture, and the land that is Bali. Enter Linda Beach of A Passionate Dream Life. Linda is a classmate of mine, and once I saw her website advertising her retreat to Bali, I couldn't believe how it checked off everything on my list that I wanted to see and do if and when I go to Bali. So joining us today here on Travel Talk is Linda Beach. She is on the line right now with us from North Carolina. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Linda, I'm thrilled to have you on Travel Talk to talk about the trip that I have dreamed of for so long. You really have a beautiful story of how this trip came to be. It's so rich and kind of eat, pray, lovey, if you will. But first, tell us all about yourself.
Well, I am a single mom, but my children are now grown. My oldest daughter just got married. She's 38. I have a 29-year-old daughter. And my son just turned 21 and finally flew the nest. He's out on his own. Yay! And so that finally got me thinking about the fact that I am free to kind of go do what I want and reinvent my life. So that's exactly what I've done, because I have been an entrepreneur for over 35 years. I started my first business in my early 20s. I've started 10 businesses in my career.
And
some of them were successful, some of them weren't. But the last business that I owned was the International Spa Institute, which was a school that I founded to teach massage and aesthetics. And I started that 18 years ago, and it has been a wonderful experience, and I learned a lot. But I think I just got to a point in my life where I decided it was time for a change. It was time to get out of the office. It was time to do something crazy and exotic, and it was certainly time to travel more, because I love to travel just like you and all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm a travel fanatic.
I know you went to Bali a few years ago, and you said that it changed you somehow. Can you explain how that did change you?
Absolutely. I went to Bali to learn Balinese massage. I was a massage instructor, and I just thought, you know, this is a great tax-deductible excuse to go get some training in a place just like you have dreamt about for years. So I flew all the way to Bali, and it was so different than I had imagined it to be. It was far more beautiful, you know, than even the pictures. But what really was interesting to me, because when I travel, I'm not like your typical tourist. I do like to go see the sights, but I don't like to mm-hmm. jump on a group tour bus and follow along a little person with a sign. I like to really get into the culture and meet the people. I'm real talkative and real friendly. And so I checked out the culture, like, what's appropriate before I went. And some cultures, it's not really appropriate to ask personal questions of the people that live there. But Balinese are very open and they're super friendly. So I knew going into it that it was okay to talk, you know, to people and learn a little bit more about them. So when I got there, I stayed at this fabulous resort on the North Shore. And I was working with this beautiful little Balinese woman she was like 4'10". Her name was Muli Artini, and she was little, so I called her Teeny. But she and I got to know each other over the 5 days that she taught me Balinese massage. And she was a little intimidated by the fact that I was a massage therapist, so I had to agree to teach her American massage before she would even teach me Balinese massage, because she didn't feel worthy. But during the time we spent together, I know it was crazy, but during the time we spent together, I got to know her as just a woman that had her own struggles and her own dreams. And she talked about not liking the color of her skin, and she didn't really like her smile. And, you know, we went through the week and just kind of shared and got close to each other. And the more we talked, the more I realized that women, I mean, people in general, but women specifically, we're so much more alike that we realize. And here I was halfway around the world in this crazy, exotic, unusual land talking to a woman that just had similar dreams that all of us have. And so that really struck me. That really made an impact on me. And another thing that made an impact on me about Bali was the fact that the culture is really, really deep into thankfulness, and it's part of their Hindu faith. But every day the women get up and they make these little baskets, and you see them everywhere you go. So when you're driving in the taxi, there's a little basket attached to the windshield wiper to thank the gods for bringing the taxi driver business. And when you go to a store, you have to step over these little baskets filled with little flowers and nuts and fruits. You have to step over them to get into the store, because they put them everywhere just because they're so thankful. And they have ceremonies for everything. Again, it's all about being thankful. So I just really spent some time looking and realizing that they have really so little. They don't make a lot of money. They don't have the kind of gadgets we have. You know, at the time, my son was a bratty teenager, and I was in Bali meeting these children and these teenagers that had nothing, and yet they were so happy and so thankful. And that, honestly, that whole thing, it just changed me. And when I came back home, I said, I don't know how or when, but I am going back. And when I go back, I'm taking other women, because I want them to have a similar experience. I want them to see this fabulous, crazy, magical place and meet these people and just understand a little bit about this culture and their, you know, their level of thankfulness.
That's great. So, and we're also lucky that you had these beautiful ideas. So when you got home, is that when you decided to become a certified dream builder coach?
Well, actually, I decided first to start hosting retreats. And so I held a retreat in Hilton Head, South Carolina, near where I live. And it was more of a, a massage training. It really wasn't, it wasn't relaxing. It was really tiring, you know. So I learned a lot about what really not to do, because the participants were like, you know, we're in this beautiful place, but we don't have any time to go see it. So that taught me a lot about, you know, retreats. And then last summer, I actually went on a retreat with a friend of mine. She was a Dream Builder Life coach, and I just become certified as a life coach, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to go with another woman on her retreat and see how she does it. So I went to Greece with my friend Janet Grace, and we had a great time, and I was able to kind of be the participant and enjoy myself and not have to worry about planning it or, you know, any of the details. I just went along and had this wonderful transformational experience. And so at that point, I thought, you know what? It's really time. I kind of ran out of excuses. Once my son turned 21 and he was out of the house, I decided, you know, it's time to really put my retreat business, you know, in high gear. And the only way that I can do that is to sell my business that I had founded 18 years ago. And I love what I do, but I also need to be outside of the office more. At, you know, at this point in my life, I really just want to go explore and to travel. So at that point, I really started working on the coaching and the retreat business, and that's when I decided now is the time. Put this retreat together. Bali is number one on my list. I promised I would go back, and so that's what I've done. I've put this retreat together to go back to Bali.
Well, and it's really gorgeous. Linda and I were in the same retreat mastermind group. It was very intense study, and we really learned a lot. And it's just so obvious when you look at your webpage and what you're offering on the trip. And I just really want to express to everyone to take the time to go and read everything she and her team have put together on this trip to Bali. It just looks like you have everything that I would want to have on there. You're going to two different shores. You're going to the mountains, the city, temples, yoga, meditation. It's everything I want when I go to Bali. Now, Linda is asking us if we are willing to push the pause button long enough to figure out how to change our lives from just okay to freaking fabulous. When we get back after these commercials, we're going to go into detail on Linda's trip to Bali. Stay tuned. We just might strike a chord with your own special hopes and your own special dreams.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Sinclair, and I wrote A Year of Good Manners. It is an etiquette book and a birthday book. It's easy to use. The left side of each page has an etiquette tip for the day. The right side has space for you to write the names of people whose milestones you want to remember. It is hardcover to last for generations. There are 180 pages, and it was printed in the United States. The cover price is $27.95, but mention that you heard me on Travel Talk, and you can have it for $20, even money. Thank you, and remember, good manners are good business.
Are you a hardworking woman who is willing to push the pause button long enough to figure out how to change your life from just okay to freaking fabulous? Then join us in Bali for an exotic and inspiring 10-day journey. Hi, this is Linda Beach, Dream Builder Life Coach and leader on this transformational trip to the magical land of Bali. Join me and a small group of like-minded women for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Hop on over to apassionatedreamlife.com and get ready to make all your dreams come true. See you in Bali.
If you're an audacious entrepreneur ready to uncover your scene-stealing, irresistible, head-turning A-list style and message that gets premium clients and JV partners falling over themselves to work with you, then join me, Carrie-Anne Coltmer-Edwards, for 6 days of wildly inspiring style and messaging magic. Learn the secrets to becoming a true niche celebrity, crushing your next launch and skyrocketing your influence and income while having a fabulously good time. Get all the delicious details by visiting www.kickassstyleretreats.com.
I'm Crystal Daigle, intuitive artist based in San Diego, California. I help people around the world live satisfying, creative lives. In my outdoor painting and creativity retreats, we soak up the beauty in gorgeous locations like San Diego, California, and Tulum, Mexico. Join us. All levels are welcome. Visit my website for registration information. Be sure to also look at my personalized intuitive artworks, which I call psychic illuminations, because they illustrate helpful messages I receive on behalf of my clients during a psychic reading. Contact me and I'll send you a brochure with photos and testimonials. Come create with me.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone. So it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Merley.
Welcome back to Travel Talk with your hostess Kelly Morgan Merley and our guest Linda Beach. Welcome back, Linda.
Thanks, Kelly.
So now you've sold your business and are moving out of the country. Can you tell us all about that?
Oh my gosh. Well, all right. So as a dream builder life coach, my job is to help people really live into their biggest, craziest, wildest dreams. So in order to do that, I really had to go through the process myself. So I started thinking about it, and I thought, what is your biggest dream? And I've always wanted to live in the Caribbean. I'm a big scuba diver. I love the sea. I live on an island now, but I really wanted to live in the Caribbean. So I decided to move to Belize, and I've been talking about it for a year. And people, once I sold my business, I started telling everyone, I'm moving to Belize. And they're like, well, have you ever been there? And I said, no, not yet. So I went there in May for my birthday, checked it out, and I thought, yep, I can do this. So I'm selling everything I own, and I'm hopping on a plane. I bought a one-way ticket, and I'm moving to Belize.
That is so exciting. I'm so proud of you. And I just, you know, I think there's so many of us that have that fantasy, so it's so exciting to watch you actually do it. And we are all going to be waiting to see your posts on social media to hear about how it's going down there. I am so excited to tell everyone that I have signed up for Linda's trip to Bali next year as an attendee. Because when I started reading everything that she had planned, I knew it was everything I was looking for. Linda, you call the retreat the Release, Rejoice, and Redesign. And each of those words really represent a special section of the trip. First of all, Linda, can you tell us when it is, how long it is, and what city you fly into?
So the retreat's going to be held from February 19th to March 1st, 2017. So it's 10 full days. And we're going to be flying into Denpasar, Bali, and we have arranged for our private drivers to pick up the participants at the airport and whisk them off to the first destination on the quiet northern shores of Bali.
And that's where you're talking about doing some releasing and truly what I am looking forward to. Tell us about that.
Well, I've divided the journey up into three very distinct parts, and each part represents a specific transformation goal. Because when I held a retreat before, and it was just all, like, I want to say work. It was learning, and there just wasn't enough time. There wasn't enough downtime. So I decided that this retreat was going to have a wonderful balance of sharing and growing and kind of diving into some really deep topics, but we're going to balance it with plenty of downtime and plenty of fun. So the very first part of this retreat is called release, and that's where we're going to start. We're going to go to the quiet North Shore, which is where I stayed last time, black sand beaches. We're going to spend time at this beautiful traditional Balinese resort. I've rented the entire resort. So talk about customer service. Their cooks are going to cook specifically whatever we want. We're going to have quiet time. We're going to have time for reflection, for journaling. I've arranged for everyone to have a sunrise dolphin cruise in these really cool boats they call spider boats. They call Junkungs. And so everybody gets to do that. Everyone's going to have a massage to get rid of the jet lag. And we're going to take a very cool hike, not strenuous, but just a lovely little hike through the hills to this beautiful waterfall overlooking the Bali Sea. And that's where we're going to do this special ceremony where we're going to learn how to let go of limiting beliefs that have kept us from reaching our greatest potential. So this part of the journey is all about releasing negative paradigms and old habits so that we can make room for new.
Awesome. You had me hooked at release, and yet there's more, people.
That's right.
Hike to the waterfall. Oh, I can't
yes,
wait.
Yes. All right. Well, so when we leave the North Shore, we're actually going to take this wonderful we have a private bus that's going to take our group to some of the most iconic temples in Bali, the kind that you see in the pictures, with the one that sits like out in the sea and you have to climb up these stairs. So we're going to go to all of those cool temples on that day. And we're going to end up in the cultural center of Bali in a town called Ubud. And that's where we're going to start our rejoice segment. That's the next segment. And so the rejoice segment is all about celebrating all of the things in our life that we have to be thankful for. So we're going to delve deep in the idea and the importance of being thankful for exactly where we are right now, because that is the key to inviting more abundance into our lives. So during the time in Ubud, we're going to have traditional dance. We're going to be celebrating our past and future successes. We're going to go to some artisan villages where they make all kind of handcrafted, all kind of woodwork and linens, and we're going to go to this wonderful restaurant. Yeah, we're going to have lots of shopping. In fact, this part of the journey, there's going to be plenty of time in this segment for participants to kind of go out and explore on their own. I know when I travel with a group, I need a little bit of time, a little bit of me time, where I just might want to go left when other people are going right. So we've made that time available. And during our time in Ubud, that's when we're going to learn how to make the traditional Bali offering baskets that I mentioned earlier. The Balinese women make these every single morning, and we're going to make our own little offering baskets. We're going to weave the palm fronds, and they're going to teach us how to do that.
Oh, that's so, cool. That totally appeals to my crafty side.
Yeah, me too. I love crafts. So after we've rejoiced to our heart's content, then we're going to go to the southern shore of Bali. I told you I had this whole place covered, this entire island, because when I was there before, I didn't have as much time to explore the island as I wanted to. So I didn't want anybody to miss out on the key parts of Bali. So the last section is our redesign segment of the journey. And this is where we're going to take all the things we've kind of woven into the lessons along the way, and we're going to put it together, and each participant is going to start working on their life redesign plan. So we're going to go to the southern shores to the stunning beach town called Legion, white sand beaches, and we're going to play. We're going to stay in the most fabulous, luxurious resort called the Bali Mandira Resort and Spa, and we've arranged for everybody to get a spa treatment because, you know, that's my background. We got to have lots of spa treatments. And there's
a ton
of shopping. Yeah, there's more shopping in this area as well. And so we're going to be polishing our plans for creating our perfect dream life once we return back home. So we have thought of everything. I have a great team. And in fact, one of the people that are coming along on the journey, her name is Kim. She actually lived in Bali for 10 years. So she's coming back along with us to kind of be our, you know, our helper, our guide to introduce us to things we might have otherwise overlooked, you know, as tourists.
Oh, my God. That's a huge, huge bonus, a huge plus to have a local to, you know, ask questions about anything from tipping to, you know, a bartering or bargaining. That's fantastic. And just,
yeah,
you know,
we've
about
got all of that covered. Absolutely. In fact, I have an assistant that's going to be printing out daily itineraries. She's going to give everyone, like you say, the tipping cheat sheet. We've included just about every single thing in this journey except the airfare. It's a really great deal. And I'm so excited for everyone to check out our stunning retreat page because it's totally drool worthy.
It certainly is. It's beautiful. Yeah, you've all done a great job.
Thanks.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think that you provided a link to the website on this page. Is that correct?
I do. So go ahead and go to the description below, and we'll have a link straight to this trip that Linda has been talking about. I wish you could see the smile on my face. I'm so excited about your journey. Even if I wasn't going on it, I would be excited for anyone who would get to experience something so beautiful. So, Linda, is there anything else you wanted to talk about on the trip before we go today?
Well, I wanted to encourage anyone who's interested to contact me as soon as possible because even though I just posted the retreat recently, spots are filling up fast. But if you jump on over there, I'm offering a $400 early bird discount through the end of July. So hop on that. Don't miss out on that discount.
Yay, I know that got my attention, so book early, folks. Oh, Linda, thank you so much for joining us here today on Travel Talk. I simply cannot wait until next year when I join you on this trip in Bali, which will be my first time to that part of the world and a huge check off the old bucket list. Linda, thanks again for joining me today here on Travel Talk.
Thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed our time together today.
It's been great, Linda, talking about the trip. You really put together a beautiful trip that I'm sure will be transformational for all of us that attend.
Have a beautiful week, everyone. And until next time on Travel Talk, bon voyage. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.